We've spoken to Blake Dante a couple of times, and he's got a new single out. It's called Last Call. Let's have a listen.
There's one thing keeping me from climbing the walls tonight. I don't want to hear him say last call. Got a lot of catching up to do before I'm
inside. That's Last Call from Blake Dante, and he joins us from his stronghold in the Blue Mountains this morning. How are we doing, mate?
Yeah, I'm feeling safe.
Got to feel safe at the moment. That's important.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Absolutely. It's pretty good. I'm in the Blue Mountains, and you know, it's sort of like I'm seeing a lot more people outside now, going for walks with their dogs. And
yeah.
Everybody's a runner all of a sudden. it's still, you know, it's a beautiful place to have to be.
The Blue Mountains is a gorgeous part of the world, almost rivaled only by the Upper Hunter, of course. Now, just tell us a little bit about Last Call. What's it all about?
It's pretty much just a good time, kind of drinking song. I kind of try to take the emphasis off drinking because I think I've got far too many songs about drinking.
You seem to have cornered that
many
market.
Songs set in a bar.
Yeah.
So, I thought I got to dial it back a little bit. The song is still set in a bar, and it's still about drinking, but I did the best I could to sort of bring the focus more around and just having a good time, you know?
Do you do that because you spend a lot of the time in the bars? Is this where this all comes from? Is this your inspiration?
Yeah, I don't know. Because I've been trying to work that out myself. Obviously, being a musician, I spend a lot of time in bars.
Yeah.
And, you know, so I've got a lot to draw from there. But I just think there's something about the bar. Like, I just really like bars. You know, in my mind, they're a bit romanticized.
Well, we're getting to the root of this. But it comes down to the fact that when we're at a pub, we're having fun with our friends, aren't we? Isn't that what it comes down to? It's a wonderful experience to be able to just kick back and forget about the world's issues and just relax. That's what we do at the pub.
Yeah, the point of the pub is, you know, not that it's so much somewhere to drink, it's somewhere to gather and be, you know.
Yeah. That's true. So are you going to be at a pub, hopefully in the not too distant, to be able to play some of your pub songs?
Oh, you know it. as soon as I can be. You know, I've got some gigs in the city at the Salisbury Hotel. They do a Country Sundays there in Sydney.
Yep.
So it's a good spot to check out. There's always someone there on a Sunday. Obviously not at the moment, but I'll be there and other people will be there very soon, hopefully.
Have you been practicing singing with the mask on? What's that sound like?
I have enough trouble just talking to people with a mask on.
Oh,
I mean, I know what I'm saying, but they always seem a little bit lost. I think I maybe mumble a little bit as it is, so maybe the mask is not a good combination.
Isn't that interesting how much, even though we're face-to-face with people, how much a visual cue is important? When you're talking to somebody with a mask, you actually probably need to concentrate a little bit more. Have you found that?
Yeah, totally. You do kind of take for granted how much your kind of processing of their mouth moving.
Yeah.
You know, just the way you normally would hear the sounds without the mask. And yeah, there's totally visual cues underrated.
So how do you know as a performer, if you're in a bar and you're playing a song and everybody there has got a mask on, you don't know whether they're enjoying the songs or not?
Yeah. Yeah, it hasn't happened to me yet. I hope it doesn't. That's actually kind of similar to, we did a gig last time when it was, I don't think it was lockdown, but it was heavy restrictions. This was last year, and we did a drive-in gig, and everyone's in their cars. It's like you can't even really see them.
So they're not even dancing or anything. They're just, you can't see them for the love of the money.
Just totally, totally stationary, everybody. Yeah, so you don't know if they're enjoying it or not.
Was that a very difficult gig? Where was that at?
It was in Sydney. I can't remember where it was now, but it was just sort of like they set up in a car park. It was big stage, and they had a full-on, you know, festival-sized sound system, but it's like everyone's in their cars, so, like, you could roll the window down, but it was also being broadcast on the radio, so some people are just sitting there, you know, all windows up, just listening to it come through the radio, and they've spent all this money on this massive sound system.
I appreciate people thinking outside the square, but that is one of the oddest ideas I've ever heard in my life.
Yeah, it was weird. There was a moment where, you know, things like that, they were getting a run. People were trying things.
Yeah, they were trying things. Well, Blake, if that's the case, we look forward to seeing you here in person at some stage in the Hunter, probably in a pub, as we would expect from you, in the not-too-distant future. Good luck with the new single, and thanks for joining us, mate.
Yeah, thanks for having me on.